USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are to meet today to continue their talks about a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. in 18 years in New York City. They had dinner together last night. Today they'll resume their talks about plans to resurrect the June 12th summit in Singapore. A manhunt continues after the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy in Dickson County, Tennessee, yesterday. A woman was arrested in connection with that shooting, but the second suspect, 31-year-old Stephen Wiggins, is still at large.
It is my prayer to God that our court will be a terror to him on the punishment he receives.
That's the Dickson County sheriff. The deputy killed, Daniel Baker, was answering a call about a suspicious vehicle when he was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Prosecutors had said earlier in their investigation of the Valentine's Day massacre at a South Florida high school that the suspected gunman, Nicholas Cruz, had left behind cell phone videos in which he quietly and calmly explained what he was planning to do. Now they've backed that up by releasing audio from those videos.
Here's the plan. I'm going to go take Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags and get my AR and shoot people.
President Trump is heading to Texas today to meet families affected by the school shooting near Houston on May 18th, which left 10 people dead. Roseanne Barr says she might now fight to keep her sitcom from being canceled. She tweets yesterday positive feedback that she's received since her show was canceled after she tweeted a racist slur about a former Obama aide is giving her confidence to fight ABC. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The Right to Try Act, as it's called, is now the law of the land as President Trump signed that measure yesterday. It aims to give hope to dying patients. At a White House ceremony, President Trump said the bill does allow terminally ill patients to seek experimental and potentially life-saving treatments that have not been fully cleared by the FDA. Right to try laws do already exist in over three dozen states. Critics of those laws say they weaken the FDA and could lead to the abuse of risky medications that have not been fully tested. Walmart is now going to help its workers pay for college. The nation's largest private employer announcing that it's going to start subsidizing tuition costs at least three schools. To start, it would be the University of Florida, Brandman University in California, and Bellevue University in Nebraska. The retail giant hoping the program will help it retain some of its workers, and it estimates as many as 68,000 of its workers could be eligible. And the Stanley Cup Finals, all even at a game apiece. Alex Ovechkin scoring the go-ahead goal in the second period, and the Washington Caps did hold on to edge the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 in Las Vegas last night. The finals now shift to D.C. for Game 3 Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.